This is Dave and Barry from ScreenGeeks.com. We are speaking with David LaPette, the writer, director, creator of Win or Lose, A Summer Camp Story, one of the funniest films I've seen all year. This is a must-see for all you listeners. Lewis, thank you so much for meeting up with us today.
Oh, yeah, it's great. No problem.
I guess just a little background on the film. Your movie deals with life at Camp Ojibwa, specifically Collegiate Week, the week in which these students, this is like a decathlon of mental and physical anguish they go through for a whole week, and how this experience has touched the lives of so many of the campers, specifically the camp fondly referred to as A-Rob, 10-year-old camper, 10-year camper Andrew Korn, who is trying to finally get his victory, and Joel, the movie's depressive, pessimist Greek chorus. Lewis, when did you first think, there's a movie in this?
Let's see. I went to camp when I was younger, like 10 to 14 years old, and left camp because my first years were pretty good, and then it got a little rough later, and I'm like, all right, this isn't for me. I'm going to go back home and drink beer and hang out with my friends over the summer. And then I went away, went to film school, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that would be Camp Ojibwa. It's crazy, and it would make a great story. And it camp touched me, and I knew I wanted to go back there and do something with it artistic. So,
was there any opposition from Camp Ojibwa for you to film them and to film their sacred rites?
A little bit. I mean, I had to get in good with the director, Denny, who was also the director when I was there. Mm-hmm. And he was a little reluctant, but what he did is he pitched it to the counselors. That's kind of, he's like, all right, if the counselors say it's cool, then it's cool. And the counselors thought it was, they loved the idea of it. And a lot of the older guys love the idea too, because it kind of plays into that whole like sports fantasy thing. Like part of going to the camp is you get to like live out that sports fantasy of being a sports star. And the cameras just kind of add another dimension to that. And also, I think they knew that it would just be kind of a fun little film.
Joel, the Greek chorus of this movie, at least that's what I call him, he's kind of a sad sack pessimist who always has some snarky remark to make about what's going on. Did anybody ever deck him during the course of filmmaking and it just didn't end up in the film somehow?
What did you say, geck him? What do you mean?
Cold cock him, slug him, punch him out.
Oh, slug him. Slug Joel.
Sorry.
No, Joel's a very popular guy at camp, I would say. I mean, people at camp, like, there's many ways to get into Camp Ojibwa. One way, and probably the most easiest way, I mean, I guess the fastest way is if you're a good athlete. You know, if you're a good basketball player, you're Mr. Popular. But there's a million other ways to be just liked. I mean, the next thing is people, if you're funny, if you're smart, you know, if you just act yourself and you don't be like a poser, you know, there's a million other ways. And like the kids will respect you for that. And Joel, the one thing he has is he has integrity, and he'll freaking tell you how he feels. And people like respect him for that.
You created the animated sequences that portray your very different experience at camp than the rest of the campers. What made you decide to go in that direction?
See, I guess when I was making the movie, I was watching a lot of Ross McElwain films and Michael Moore and these guys who implanted them their own stories in the film, and I thought that was really cool. So I knew that I wanted to experiment with that, but it turns out it's actually way, way harder than they make it look. They make it look so simple. And that took a really long time to figure out those stupid I mean, I call them stupid now because there's only like 8 minutes of animation, and it took me like so many months to really figure it out and not sound like a self-absorbed like filmmaker. You know, I wanted to give you guys a good story.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And what's interesting is that towards the end of the film, you actually have a moment where you kind of criticize, or rather the movie kind of comments on the animation when you portray the film being showed at a film festival. Did you yourself like have like second thoughts about it, or is that a true response from a film festival? Do people go, I don't really like the animation?
That wasn't a true response. That was just me being self-deprecating, you okay. know, and just kind of, you know. Not a true response, but I definitely have like a whole insecurity. I mean, feedback is part of the process, and you absolutely need it to make a film. But it like there's nothing that hurts more. So I kind of like to talk about like feedback usually in like my films.
Your film has thus far, at least according to the site, which I'll certainly plug in a minute, your film has screened in New York, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, and now at the Starz Denver Film Festival. What has the response been, and has one been more overwhelming than the other?
It's weird. It's been good. It's been positive. But then there was, like, certain screenings I was really worried about. One, the Highland Park screening, which was when all the campers came, because I wasn't really sure how they reacted, and they friggin' loved it. I mean, they loved seeing themselves on screen and battling it out. I mean, it's like a dream, I think. Who wouldn't want a movie made about them, is the way I looked at it. And then the second one was a California screening in Sausalito, which was kind of like this yuppie, waspy screening, which I thought no one would get it because it's like a Jewish, you know, there's all the Jewish themes in it. And that was actually one of the best screenings. Those guys, the Sausalito, the California screening went like, was the most laughs out of any screening. So overall, it's been pretty positive.
What do, specifically my favorite camper, what do A-Rob and Andrew Korn think of the film?
They like it. They love it. A-Rob and Andrew Korn really like it. They like it. A-Rob is a friggin' awesome man. If we can, and he was pretty much game to let me, you know, film him and portray him in any way. And same with Adam. And I really, like, respect them for, you know, giving me free reign with them.
Did any of the campers look at the film and go, you know what, I don't really like that you captured me this way. I don't like that you show me crying. Like, did anybody say, I don't really like that you portrayed this part of my life?
You know, there was a few things. Like, I mean, with Adam Korn, like, he really isn't, I kind of set him up as the loser or whatever. And that's not really the case. I mean, I kind of did it just because it makes him more sympathetic. And I think a lot of documentary filmmakers have to do stuff like that. So, you know, he was like, yo, what's up with that? But in the end, I mean, he understood kind of what I was going for. So,
One thing I want to stress for listeners is how incredibly funny your movie is. I've been describing it as like Meatballs, only it's real and it's really, really funny. There is a scene in this movie that I've described to you in an email, and it's one of the funniest things I've seen all year. There's a scene where A-Rob is he's coaching a very young bunch of players, telling him, get mad, like your best friend just f***ed your girlfriend. Like, I guess the question I would ask you is, like, how the heck did you keep the camera still from just, like, bowling over laughing? And, like, what is the atmosphere like when you're surrounded by all these campers who are so in the midst of this emotional high?
It's super, you know, it's amazing. It's intense. It's like doing drugs. It was awesome filming that movie. And I'm so grateful that I was allowed to film it. There's one part, which I'm going to admit about, which I don't like to talk about this part. The last part of the film when A-Rob, I don't know if, I can't really say what happens, but there's something that happens at the end of the film that's kind of heart-wrenching for me, and I was crying when I was filming it. Call me a wuss, whatever, but there was definitely tears streaming down my face. So
I don't blame you, man. And I won't refer to what you're talking about either, but it's such a touching film. I think that's really what took me by surprise. I'm one of these people who had a fantastic camp experience growing up, and this movie not only brought me back, but you really, really get the audience invested in the characters and the journey that they go on. It really is quite the journey, because initially you kind of set up this collegiate week to be almost like this, almost something like, you know, like potentially silly or like a Lord of the Flies sort of thing. But I found myself so caught up in it and rooting for each individual team and feeling really devastating along with the audience when things weren't going the way we thought they would go. A question for you. Has collegiate week changed since this movie?
No, I mean, the movie was made, you know, it was shot in 2005, so it's the same deal. I mean, people, the one thing about camp is, if you talk to someone that went to camp like 20 years ago, and they'll be like, oh, dude, 20 years ago, we used to kill kids. And you're like, what? Like, you killed kids? And they're like, it's like, no, you didn't. It's the same thing. But for some reason, older guys always think it was way worse back in the day. I'm pretty sure it's been the same for like 80 years.
Now, quick question about the animated sequence. I forgot to ask you. You portray yourself as having like something of a pink mohawk. Is this, how accurate is this? Just out of curiosity.
Totally inaccurate. Okay. And, you know, it was just kind of like, I mean, sometimes with filmmaking, you're like, okay, I can do whatever I want here. Like, I probably could have made me any race, anything, and it didn't matter. So I just said goth kid with a mohawk. Definitely was not a goth kid.
Well, it's a great avatar. I guess just a kind of a random question. I saw this film and I thought, you know, I would love if like somebody like Judd Apatow has seen this movie, because I think he would completely get it and I think he would love it and I think he would embrace the movie's raw and completely moving sense of humor. I wish I did. I guess that was my question. Like, is there any way you could like show this to him? Because I think he would freaking love this movie.
Oh man, God, that's like my, he's like my hero. Like, I would definitely go gay for him, and for him to watch it would be like, that'd be amazing. So Judd, if you're hearing this, man. I would definitely send you this movie.
Judd, please. He will go gay for you, and he will send you the movie. So please, Judd Apatow. Well, I don't have a lot of power at ScreenGeeks.com, but I'll see what I can do. Before we wrap things up, the site is winorlosemovie.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And what is the status with the film? Like, what is the status with distribution? How can we get this movie?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing I'd love to say to anyone listening is I'm looking for a distributor. And it turns out that finding distribution for a documentary is really hard. So I'm still looking. And if you know someone, or you know someone that knows someone, you know, definitely send an email my way.
Absolutely. But for now, we can find you on winorlosemovie.com. And you also have a Facebook page. Is that correct?
Right. Exactly. And that can be found right off. You know, that's kind of the best thing. If you want to look for it, if you want to get a DVD, become a friend on Facebook, and there will definitely be a blast sent out when that DVD becomes available.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see it again. I love this movie. There are over 200 films at the Denver Film Festival this year. I saw about 40 of them roughly, but this was by far one of my absolute favorites. So, Lewis, good luck with the film. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, guys. This was great.
Lewis Lepat, the film is Win or Lose, A Summer Camp Story. See it at all costs.